Honor our Father. Boy, if anyone ever deserved honor, it is our Heavenly Father. He always makes way for us. He always protects those that are near Him. He always watches over those that are near Him. And how precious it is to be in His service and have that come to pass. On this special day that we honor our Heavenly Father, let's open our Bibles to Psalms 89. Psalms 89, please. And verse 1 of Psalms 89, and it reads, first it's written by Maskil, and that in the Hebrew tongue means instructions. Instructions for what? Endurance. And from Ethan to endure and to be with our Heavenly Father. Verse 1 reads, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That's the truth. His truth, we can sing of that forever and ever. With my mouth will I make known my faithfulness to all generations. Our Father will do that for us. He is faithful to every generation. Verse 2, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens, eternally. That's why you have to honor Him. He honors you. That is to say, if you follow Him, if you love Him, He's never going to let you down. You may have some troubled times, but He's given you the authority and the power in His name to plow through it. And I'd maybe go around it sometimes, but at the same time, plow through if you have to. Verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. What did he swear to David? That out of him would come a seed line that would be a kingship forever. You just witnessed that throne in the very recent current events of a jubilee going on there. That's still the same throne. The first order of business when one is coronated, the coronation takes place, is protector of the faith of Israel, the house of Israel. Verse 4, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. Selah means in the Psalms, pause. Stop the music and pause and think. Now I'm going to connect to that and tell you how I'm going to get it done. All right. It's always a comfort for you to know how Father gets it done. Okay. Verse 5. And the heaven shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness, also in the congregation of the saints. Saints is the set aside ones, the holy ones. That's God's elect. He always knows where you are, what you're doing, and He always makes way for you when you serve Him. Verse 6, for who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? What kind of religion could you come up with that would have competition to the Heavenly Father and His heavenly word? There is none. Some people may think so, but there is none that will compare. Verse 7, this is why we came here. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Fear in the Hebrew tongue means to either reverence, to love, or to fear. To fear if you're doing wrong and to love if you're doing what's right. He will always comfort you and take care of you and reverence Him. You know, I never called any man reverend. I do not feel any man deserves to be reverend. We have pastors and teachers and many other people, but you should only reverence the living God, our Heavenly Father. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto Thee, or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee? In other words, you're always faithful to those that are near you. Are you near Him? Do you talk to Him? Do you let Him know you're available? Are you near Him? Are you one of God's elect? If you are, He will always be faithful. That's a promise. God never breaks a promise. Verse 9, Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, Thou stillest them. And He protects you. Somebody that can do that, why would you worry if you had a father like that watching over you? What kind of person would you be if you worried or doubted? If you have one that even created the seas, much less control it. Why? Because He loves you. Verse 10, Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces. As one that is slain, Thou hast scattered Thine enemies with a strong arm. Do you know who Rahab is? That's Egypt. The children of Ishmael. He said, they're not going to bother. Well, you know, Father teaches by example. The Egyptians controlled the house of Israel at one time. They were headed by Ramesses, the Pharaoh. And God seemed to have no problem whatsoever taking care of him. And people today worry about what's happening in the world. This is a promise from your Father. He's going to take care of it. You know, we take care of business ourselves for what we can handle. But this is His promise to you. I can cut it. I can break them when I'm ready. I'll bring them to their knees and I'll have them worship me. Verse 11. The heavens are Thine. The earth also is Thine. He owns everything our Father does. As for the world, that's our world governments, and the fullness thereof, Thou hast founded them. You allow it. And so it is. He created this earth and established it to be inhabited. With Satan's rebellion, it had to be destroyed at one time. And now again, that destruction is being attempted. They won't get it done. Why? They're enemies of the living God. Verse 12, The north and the south, Thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in Thy name. One is to the east and one is to the west of those cities, meaning all around the holy place, wherever God and His children are, God will protect them. God will. So you're worried about something? What? Why? You don't have to be. Our Father is still very much on the throne. He created it. He controls it. He allows it. He expects you to do your part in bringing His scriptures to pass. That's the duty of the election. 13. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is Thy hand, and high is Thy right hand. That means power. There's nothing compared. Justice and judgment are the habitation or the foundation of Thy throne. It's always fair. It's always just. If it doesn't fall fair and if it doesn't fall just, it's not of God. It's not of His throne. You better check whose throne it's coming from. Mercy and truth shall go before Thy face. Always is. God is always fair. And you always get what you got coming to you. Now, with God's elect, sometimes He will expose you to something He won't straighten out. Don't cower away from it. Take care of business. Okay. Father will always, in His name, give you the power and the authority to accomplish what you need to accomplish as one of His election. 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Well, what sound is that? The truth. Blessed are the people that understand the truth from God's Word that gives them the power, the authority, the comfort, the protection, and the love of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. His light is always with us. His countenance is always there. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Don't let some man shake your confidence. Don't let someone lead you off and fill you full of ways of the world. That is to say, prophecies of man instead of the prophecies of the living God. His word is the truth. You don't need anything but that. Because why? That's the way it's going to be. Verse 16, In Thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. It will always, in his name. Why? He gives you power. Listen to me. When you are your weakest, when you turn to him, he gives you strength and you become your strongest. That's what his name does for you. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one God sent with authority and vengeance to straighten this old world out. Guess what? He's going to do it. It's not going to be all that far off. 17, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. The horn of plenty. If you love him and if you serve him, you'll always be paid. All right? For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. There is no other. Okay? That throne of his is filled, but he'll refill it himself when that time comes to pass. 19. Then thou spakest in vision to thy Holy One, and saidest, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. Well, who was that? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the Savior he sent. Skip to 27. And I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. It's solid today. It always has been. 29. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as in the days of heaven. He always protects his own. You can count on it. That's why ask him. Talk to him. When you have a problem, he will always hear you, and he will always take care of business. Okay, let's go with, if we may, to Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah chapter 24 is known by scholars of God's Word as the apocalypse of Isaiah, which means I could teach just about the whole book of Revelation from this 24th chapter of Isaiah. It is Isaiah's report of the apocalypse or the end. And inasmuch as we approach that time, it's something you need to be familiar with in honoring our Father for all that he does for us. Chapter 24 of the great book of Isaiah, verse 1. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. This word empty is fantastic in the Hebrew tongue. It's baka. And when, have you ever had an old gallon jug with a small neck on it and turned it upside down? It goes boka, 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 boka. That's how common sense our Father uses in teaching. That's what he intends to do with the troublemakers in this world. They're going to be poured out of a bottle with a small neck. Boka, 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 boka. That's the end. Okay? That's why it's called the apocalypse. You might, if you got a Strong's Concordance, check out the word empty. It's amazing. Verse 2. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with the his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. It's not going to make any difference who you are, is what he's saying. If you're on the wrong side of the fence, meaning if you're not doing what's right, it's buckle, buckle, buckle. You're gone, okay? To be straightened out and to be cleansed and to go through the millennium and perhaps maybe get a little common sense and not be poured out again. So it doesn't make any difference who you are. This applies to all. Verse 3, the land shall be utterly empty and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. And And so it is. Our Father can do that and does do that. That day is coming. It's called the day of vengeance. Not the day of salvation. You're still under that. But that day of vengeance is coming. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. This is the world government, this system. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. They keep murmuring and complaining, mourning. Why? They're getting what they deserve. That's why sometimes your patience may grow a little thin. Then look up. We're getting one day closer to the Redeemer. That makes it all the better day, and how precious it is. 5, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. They make right wrong and wrong right, and make it's okay if concerning marriage, wait a minute. The Father created Adam, and then He created Eve, and He joined them. How did they change that? Well, I don't know. You figure it out, okay? But it's being changed. They try to make right wrong. We have people that try to cleanse certain records. Oh, no, let it go as it is. We don't need it cleansed. Why? Well, pretty soon the intelligent begin to wake up and realize this scripture is coming to pass faster than you can count. It's happening, and you're living it. Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. So it is. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. That means they're confused. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Burned with what? Deception. How many people can you stop on the street? Don't try it. But could you stop on the street and say, do you understand what's really happening? Duh, well, I'm about to get my welfare check, if that's what you mean. That's about to happen. And I'm not belittling handicapped people that need welfare. That's beautiful. That's fantastic. That's what's great about this nation. You know who I'm talking about, those that are healthy and change things. 7, the new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth. All the merry-hearted do sigh. Good times are gone. You know, if you're not wise enough to tighten your belt and play your cards right, maybe that's a bad analogy, but I'll say it, then you could be in a heap of hurt right now. But those that call on His name and pay attention to His word and take care of business, you're not going to get hurt. You're going to do just fine. Okay? Don't let them shake you, and don't let them see you sweat on your first cruise. You can cut it. Why? You're a child of God. He's on the throne, and we honor Him. He is our Father. The mirth of tabrets ceaseth. The noise of them that rejoice endeth. The joy of the harp ceaseth. They got nothing to celebrate. One bad news after another, unless you know this good news. That's the word of God. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. And so it is. They just, there's no joy in the world. Verse 10, the city is confused, is broken down. Look at them. Incidentally, this word confused in the Hebrew tongue is tuhu. Do you know what tuhu is? It means became void. They weren't founded that way, our cities in this great nation. They were thriving. Beautiful cities. And they have become tuhu, which is, many of you will remember that from verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, where the earth became void and without form. the cities have here in front of your very eyes. Confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up and no man may come in. They wouldn't know how to come into what? To judgment, to truth. Verse 11, there is a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. Who do you take communion to? I hope it's to the Holy One of Israel. There's another one coming soon that's going to insist that communion be taken to him. You're not going there. Verse 12, in the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. The gate is always the judgment place, okay? The court. Courts are smitten with destruction. If law isn't carried through, then you're a country without laws, and that's bad. Verse 13, when thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is gone. Meaning, if you know how to glean, you're going to do just fine. What are you saying? There will always be some olives in the top best branches of that tree for you. Okay. Or when the shaking comes, when he causes it, there will always be some tender grapes if you know how to get out and glean. Just like you glean his word to come with truth. He said, you'll do just fine. So, again, I'm going to say it again. Don't let them see you sweat on your first cruise. You know, many people now are getting all nervous, and certainly we have a right to, if you didn't understand, if you looked at Greece today and others, turmoil, excitement. Hey, remember the gleaning. Use this, okay? Not what you might read. Use this. Think for yourself. And always stick with common sense. Because that's the way God teaches. That's the way God reacts. Okay, so, verse 14. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. That's God's people. What are they going to sing? Haven't you ever heard of Deuteronomy 32? They're going to sing the song of Moses. All the overcomers that overcome the mark of the beast sing the song of Moses. Why? Because you know what is written. You know what that song consists of as Revelation 15, and this being the apocalypse of Isaiah. In the apocalypse of the Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 15, they'll be singing that same song, the song of Moses. Why? Because it's the truth. Verse 15, wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. This word fires in the Hebrew means the light. Okay. What comes up in the light? It means east also. What when you wake up early enough to look out and plan in your day, what happens over in the east? The sun comes up. You got light. So what are you saying? Walk in it. Don't walk around in darkness. Walk in that light of truth. And that truth is your Father's Word. And He is the Father of the truth. He is the Father of the light. And how precious it is to honor Him and to serve Him. 16, from the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Most of the people are misled. Why? Where have teachers failed? It's easy. By not teaching chapter by chapter and verse by verse, whereby it's what God says, not what some yo-yo might have to say. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but you know what a yo-yo is? That's something that runs up and down on a string. Okay? So maybe that's a bad way to put it, but it's true. It's not lean for you. You're eating very well from our Father's Word. And when you use righteousness and control your own life, you're not going to have anything to worry about. Why? Your Father's going to take care of you. That's the way it is. And verse 17, fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. Boy, you would think so when you listen to the old boo-boo tube here recently. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. Why is it you don't have to worry about that? Because you're not afraid. The fear is not driving you, because you have the truth. And when everyone else might be running, you're going to step up to the throne of the false one. And that's when the song of Moses comes to pass. God's going to speak through you, using your mouth to bring forth the truth, that truth can be heard. So you don't have to worry about the snare. That's just for people that are misled and expecting things to happen, maybe like to fly away or something, and it doesn't happen, and they're disillusioned, don't know what to do. Well, you do, because you're a child of God, and you're ready. Okay. Okay, and let's go with verse 19. The earth is utterly broken down, and the earth is clean dissolved, and the earth is moved exceedingly. We're talking about systems here, okay? Not, you're seeing some of these systems really come apart at the seams today. And people are going to try to shake you up because of that. It just means be careful. Take care of business. You'll do just fine. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. When the one world system is gone, it's gone forever, and God's own kingdom will be established eternally. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. That is to say, that claim to be kings and have no kingship. And we do still have that throne with us, that the stone of scone, the stone of destiny, Jacob's pillar, still with us. And they shall be gathered together, as prisoners are, gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and after many days shall they be visited. At the end of the millennium, they're going to be visited again. Their choice, they can choose salvation even at the end of the millennium and take part in the second resurrection, or they can take part in the second death. That's their choice. Verse 23 to complete. Then the moon shall be confounded. That means it's going to blush. And the sun ashamed. And it's going to turn pale. When the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. That day is coming. It's coming fast. When will it be? Nobody knows. Father does. That's what's important. That's why we honor him. He keeps things in perspective. But he gives us signs. He sent you this letter. Even though the apocalypse way back in the book of Isaiah, so that you would know and understand. Go with me to the 59th chapter of this same book. 59, Isaiah. We're going to pick it up with verse 14. Verse 14 of Isaiah 59, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. What is right can't make it. They won't let it in. Yea, truth faileth. It's missing. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. In other words, when one does see, the world's going to try to cut you down. They'll write bad things about you. You know, I get bad things written about me that, and all I ever do is teach God's Word chapter by chapter and verse by verse. There's never any secret meetings. It's all wide open, and I don't know where they get that stuff. I must be missing something in life. But what it is, when you do what's right, they're going to say bad, but then do I look worried? I hope not, because I'm not. Old Marines know how to take care of the enemy, all right? And we're in that time, no problem. Take care of business. Don't ever let them see you sweat on your first cruise, and get ready for action. Always be ready for action. Prepare before time with the knowledge of the Lord, and you'll always come through in good shape. Verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. He brought forth Messiah. God gave us the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we would have an intercessor. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance. This gives you time now. Christ did not put on the armor of vengeance when he walked the earth. Well, when did he put on the armor of vengeance? At the end. And that's why we're reading this. It means at the end. The day of vengeance. For clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. When he returns, he's ready. And he assists his elect in accomplishing what we must do. According to their deeds and according he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, you can bet. Recompense to his enemies and to the islands he will repay recompense. That day of vengeance is coming. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Does that cause you to worry? It shouldn't. Don't ever let them make you fear. Why? Because you're a servant of the living God. He has his hand upon you. Do you know, he created the sea, he created this earth. Do you think he can't take care of you? Boy, what a doubter you would be if you doubted him in that. Verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. You don't have anything to worry about if you do that. 21, to complete. As for me, this is my covenant with them. This means this is a contract from God. Get ready to collect, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of thy mouth of thy seed. This truth will go on forever. Nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. God's elect will always be ready to make that testimony. To have that truth in their mouth. Well, what is the truth? It's the Word of God. Not a bunch of mumbo jumbo of instant takeaways, this, that, and the other. No, you've got to do God's work if you're one of His children. If you're one of His elect. He counts on it. Well, how do I get the strength for that? In His name, by believing Him, by knowing. You know, I suppose some of us he puts through life and puts us in certain positions where you know you couldn't make it without him. That gives you a lot of courage to do what it is he would have you do, because you know he's real and he always keeps his word. When he makes a covenant, a contract, he keeps it, and you can always count it. Now, count on it. Now, to complete, let's go to the New Testament for a moment. Let's go with 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Remember what happens in chapter 2 of this great book of 2 Thessalonians. Christ returns. And you are told exactly how he shall return in chapter 2. Well, we're not going to chapter 2. We're going to stop off in chapter 1. Because we're honoring our Heavenly Father today because it's Father's Day. Pick it up with verse 6, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that troubleth you. You see, God's Word doesn't change from the Old Testament to the New. God's Word is always the same. If somebody comes against you, he knows that he'll take care of business. Verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. He's coming. Excuse me. And those angels are with him. Why? To take care of business. And he also has an army here on earth. They take care of business. That's his election. You can look around at them if you want to. They're good people. Yeah, people will talk about them sometimes. That's all right. They're winners. Why? Because they're in God's service. Let's go with verse 8. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That day is coming. They're going to find out what's right and what's wrong. They're going to find out that man can't change God's covenant. You can't change God's contract. He won't stand for it. And again, he is coming. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? And verse 10. They're one of the reasons we came here. Pay attention. When he shall come to be glorified, that word means honored, okay, in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, honored by them, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Verse 11, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. That power is yours if you want to take it in his name in doing what is right. Verse 12 to complete this lecture. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified, that's honored, in you. You honor him in that strength, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is that our Father deserves our honor in honoring him. Why? For everything he does for us, for the strength, for the power, for the victory. That clothing that he wears soon is not what he left with, but it's what he returns with. He is returning not as a babe, not to be crucified, but as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh, what a day it's going to be. That's why we can honor him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for the privilege of being allowed to serve you again, Father. We honor you. We glorify you, Father, that you have made these things possible. For we, your servants, there's no difference when kings to servants to princes to users to usury, Father. In your service, all are the children of God. Thank you in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
The Mark of the Beast on CD is...